oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Hey y'all, welcome to another episode of Jesse's Fireside Chats. Before we get started, I have a few little announcements. First is that we now have a Gmail account. So if you use email and you want to ask me a question or give me a suggestion for a topic or you have feedback of some sort, feel free to reach out at jessesfiresidechats@gmail.com. That's Jesseas firesidechats@gmail.com. We also now have an X account, so feel free to follow us at JFSCpod. I did not go with JFCpod because, especially for a show that comes from a Christian perspective, JFC stands for something very unfortunate. If you know what I'm talking about, I'm not going to repeat it, and if you don't know, don't look it up. It's very bad. So, with that out of the way, the other announcement that I have is about this episode specifically. This is going to be the first installment of another sort of series that I'm starting, and in this case, like with the How to Train Your Population, I'm using the term series loosely here because they're not going to all come out at once. Or even back-to-back with nothing else in between. This series is called The Grab Bag, and it's going to be if I have a collection of different little segments that are not enough to become their own episodes and are not urgent or time-sensitive enough to be a PSA, but that I feel should be covered because they're additional arguments or information relating to past episodes or some other little phenomenon or like trend or some other thing that is in need of attention that does not have enough meat on its bones, so to speak, to become its own episode. I will typically include probably 3 to 5 segments in these grab bag episodes. But that's not a hard and fast rule either. I'm sort of fleshing this out myself. So, buckle your seatbelts. This episode is called The Grab Bag Part 1, Crime, Abortion, and Climate. Let's get started. For the first segment, I would first like to give some credit where it is due. I am a regular listener of the Ben Shapiro Show and the Matt Walsh Show, and I would like to thank those two for pointing this issue out, not just to me specifically, obviously, but they pointed it out to me, that I apparently forgot to cover on the crime episode of the Great Debate series, and that is that there was a point in the debate where Trump pointed out that urban crime is going up when the moderators and them tried to point out that crime was going down. Now, this issue is a bit complicated because the statistics that the moderators were citing were FBI statistics, and I don't have a very high opinion of the FBI, but this isn't really on them because the statistics that they collect are reliant on cities and, like, police departments and such reporting crime statistics to the FBI. The FBI collects these statistics basically the way that you do self-reported surveys. Because these departments have to report the statistics to the FBI. And as we know with self-reported surveys, you don't always get reliable results that way. And it's actually not as related to self-reported surveys as it is to, like, collecting case numbers for a disease outbreak, for example. The statistics that are collected for that are typically dependent on, first of all, people getting tested for whatever disease it is and coming back that they have it. So that involves the fact that since some people who have a mild case, won't go to the doctor, then they won't get tested for it, and therefore it won't get reported. And two, if institutions don't cooperate well with each other, or if you have something more nefarious going on where somebody's, like, purposely messing with the statistics, then the statistics that the central entity is trying to collect will not be accurate, because that entity is relying on others to give it the statistics. It is essentially relying on others to feed it the statistics that it needs. So if you had a disease outbreak and, like, people stopped testing for it, and, like, people were still getting sick, you still would have no cases to report, definitively, generally speaking, because nobody else would be testing for it, and thus you wouldn't have official positive cases. The best you'd be able to do is to guess that based on the symptoms, this person might have it. And it's the same with crime. The crime rate that you see is the reported crime rate. And so, also, as Matt pointed out, some people who are victims of crimes won't always report them to the police for whatever reason. So, therefore, you won't hear about that crime. That crime won't get counted in the main statistic because the crime was never reported to the police, so the police couldn't report it even if they were sending those statistics to the FBI. So it's a very complicated issue there, especially if you try to examine all the root causes of why this might be happening. But we're not going to do that today. I'm just going to point out that that was something that I forgot to cover. So that was partially on me. And I also would like to give credit to those who pointed it out and to those who helped to suggest some of these issues that exist when it comes to this system of statistical analysis and collection. So, now we're going to move on to the second issue, abortion, or the issue of life, as I like to refer to it. I will probably cover this issue completely into the ground at a certain point, and I've probably already done that in some of your eyes, but I have yet another argument that I would like to submit to you for why it is important to protect human life inside the womb. In addition to all the biblical, scientific, ethical, and political arguments for doing so. Those are all important. But here's another argument I would submit to you that some of y'all may not have even thought of. So, I will acknowledge that a lot of libertarians are more left-leaning on this issue. Suggesting that it is a matter of individual liberty to allow for choice in that department. However, I would submit, as a socially conservative libertarian, that if you really look at the principles of like individual liberty and freedom, you are depriving that individual in the womb of his or her liberty when you deprive him or her of a chance at life. Because if you don't have life, you don't have liberty. So when you allow for a woman to kill her child in the womb, you are not that much different than when you allow a tyrant of a third world country to gun down his people in the street, or allowing like a gang to do so. Or, for that matter, if you are against capital punishment, which I'm not, as I covered, but if you are, then when you allow for a child to be executed in the womb, which is essentially what abortion is, as I've stated before, then you are actually allowing something to happen that is worse than state-sanctioned execution of a criminal, because that child has not had due process. That child has not committed a crime. You can't argue that it has. You'd be doing like a mental triple backflip to try to do that, and I don't even think then you'd succeed. But even if you could, that child does not get due process or a fair trial. And so you are allowing something happen that in your eyes should be worse than the execution of a criminal, if you really think about it in those terms, because you are allowing for the execution of an innocent person without a fair trial and without due process. That child cannot be read his rights. That child cannot have a chance to ask what his crime is. So yeah, that's my argument, that if you really examine the principles of libertarianism, you should come to the conclusion that it is actually violative of those principles to allow for a child in the womb to essentially be executed in a state-sanctioned execution with no trial and no due process, without committing a crime or being read his rights or anything along those lines. And you are also neglecting the fact that without life, a person cannot have liberty in the truest sense, because if you cannot exercise your rights, then you essentially don't have rights for all intents and purposes. It's like if on paper you had $1 million, but it was locked away somewhere so you couldn't access it, you essentially, for all intents and purposes, would not have that money, because you wouldn't be able to access it. Somebody else would have it instead, essentially. I know that's a very deep philosophical argument, but that is an argument that should be made. And then the third issue in this series is the climate myth. Those who believe in the climate myth cannot seem to explain why it is that most states' hottest temperatures on record have not occurred in this time when everybody is extremely paranoid about quote-unquote global warming. According to a site called InfoPlease, if you look it up, the hottest temperatures on record in each state range from, chronologically, they range from 1895 in Utah and 1898 in Oregon to 2012 South Carolina, or South Carolina in 2012. So, and then most of those temperatures in the years in between are in the 20th century I think there was like one in 2006, but like most of them are in the 20th century, and a good deal of them are in the first half of the 20th century. So long before everybody was drinking from paper straws and trying to convince us to eat bugs and buy electric cars. I just thought that was something neat that should be considered. If you do believe in the climate change myth, you're entitled to that belief, but this is yet another piece of evidence that apparently cannot be explained by these people. So, to recap, in this episode I covered the issue with crime statistics that I forgot to cover in the series on the Great Debate in my episode about crime. And I covered a libertarian argument for the protection of human life in the womb. And the fact that the hottest temperatures on record in each state, most of them have happened in a time before everybody was freaking out about the quote-unquote climate change that we're supposedly suffering from. All of these should at least be some food for thought. So, thank you for listening. I hope you've enjoyed this episode, or at least been a bit more informed by it. And feel free to pass it along to anybody that might be interested. You can find this podcast on Spotify and Amazon Music and the RSS feed. And feel free to follow us on X at JFSCpod, as well as to check out the Facebook page. And feel free to shoot me an email if you feel so inclined at jessiesfiresidechats@gmail.com. And another thing that I forgot to announce at the beginning is that within the next week, I will be posting the links to all the episodes on the Facebook page and the X account so that it's easier to find them, especially because apparently there's another Jesse's Fireside Chats podcast that I made a long time ago that's, for the most part, pretty crappy. So I don't want you to be confused and accidentally go to the other one. So, thank you so much. I hope you'll come back next time, and have a blessed day.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.